BBC Radio 4.
Have you got any idea who it's going to be tonight?
Harold Pinter's dark comedy.
What's the matter with you? You're always asking me questions.
Part of a collection of rediscovered dramas.
No, I was just wondering.
Stop wondering. I've got a job to do.
Bob Hoskins and Roy Kinnear star as hitmen waiting for a victim.
We've proved ourselves before now, haven't we?
On Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
What's the idea? What's he playing these games for?
Hidden Treasures, The Dumb Waiter.
Gus?
On Sunday afternoon at 3.
And following that, you can hear how this and other dramas were rediscovered and restored in a special programme presented by Keith Wickham. Hidden Treasures is on Sunday at 3:45. But now on Radio 4, it's the return of Tim Key's poetry programme.
Ladies and jelly spoons, have we got a show for you tonight? Hang on, let me check. Have we? Have we got one? Yeah, the same we have. Give us a cheer if you like quizzes. All right, yes, she does. Look at her face. She's grinning. Give us a cheer if you like the daytime. Hey, mate, you shouldn't be having the daytime. All right, well, you've come to the right place.
Lose that, Lord, we're on.
Anyway.
Hello, good evening. And more importantly, a hjauge willkommen and a hearty Auf Wiedersehen to Tim Key's poetry programme. And yes, I am excited. And yes, it is for good reason, because yes, you've guessed it, we finally did it.
Shut up!
Me and my twiglet-fingered guitarist, Tommy Basden, are at long last on the verge of your friend and mine. Hello, everyone, I'm a TV star.
Turn it off, Lord.
Oh, the big man's nailing it.
Off, I say!
We have breached security at the BBC Television Centre. We have been ushered into, within spitting distance of Studio 4. We are buried in the hair and makeup zone, and we are 30 minutes from our destiny.
I'm going to put some wax on it.
Well, that's the world we're in now. A makeup practitioner wearing, for whatever reason, an enormous coat, slathering wax into Lord's feathery locks.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind us focusing on our TV debut.
Laser Vogoosed, Lord. Laser Vogoosed. You gotta be in TV.
Well, then don't broadcast a radio show and we should be prepping,
mate. Nah, I'm done with radio, mate. Rear view mirrors.
Don't say that.
Screw it up, put it in the bin. Bye-bye, radio. Hello? Who's this young maiden? Ah, it's television.
We shouldn't admit that to the radio listeners while you're making a radio show.
Radio can go spit.
Okay.
I hate my listeners.
Yeah.
Goodbye, listeners. Hello, viewers.
I feel like she's done this stuff off air.
Lord's first up in the chair. God knows why.
Sorry, they just told me to do him first.
It's not your fault. I shall never understand TV, where glamour meets chaos, and nothing makes sense.
They said he's the star.
Rightly or wrongly?
Wrongly. A young lady by name of Faye.
Young lady. Thank you.
Well, you're not an old man, are you?
You never know. No. Faye Winkle.
Faye Winkle is applying gunk. The mirror is festooned with light bulbs, and the ghosts of Forsyth, Ripon and Janus hang heavy in the air. In short, we've made it.
Half an hour, chaps, for you, all right?
Yep, thank you, Andrew.
No problem.
Andy, you are smashing it out there.
Am I? Oh, sorry.
You're just warming them up.
That's right. Preheat oven, gas mark 9, pour audience into palm of hand. Ding, dinner is served. That's my recipe.
Brilliant.
All right.
All right, see you soon, boys.
Yeah, see you in a second.
Bye.
Half an hour away from the wheel of TV destiny, coming to a stop finally at the deserving toes of yours truly, size 11s.
He's brilliant, he is, Andy. Absolute showman. Loves the limelight.
Yes, notice that in the rehearsal. Slathers himself in the stuff.
I know, he's funny.
I've not said he's funny. He's warming up for a daytime quiz show, nothing more.
I tell him he should be on the telly.
You know, there's only a certain amount of laughter avails. We don't need Baldy sucking it out of them before we've even turned over. This is madness, by the way, you're doing him first.
Well, it's just on the call sheet.
I'm number one on the call sheet, Faye. That's what I'm saying. Clues in the question.
It's just that I was told.
I'm number one on the call sheet. I'm having a gay old day. I'm top of the pops on the call sheet.
Hip, 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 hooray.
Right, which is why it makes jack all sense you painting that man's dial first.
Oh, is he not the question master?
Your start of a turn.
Don't get cute, Law. No, I'm the question master. Cheers. This man's my Osman figure, if you catch my drift.
Well, I'm almost done with him. He doesn't need much.
What's that meant to mean?
Just means stay in your place. I'm almost done.
You're implying I'm a bigger project.
I'm just saying the call sheet keeps changing.
Look, sorry.
This way.
Yeah, just those hairs are a bit sensitive.
Sorry.
Can you cut them rather than tweeze them?
No, sorry.
Faye, Your coat.
Ah.
What about my coat?
I mean, that's staying on, is it?
Ah.
My girlfriends call it my Arsene Wenger.
Yeah, that's a decent angle, that.
It's like a sleeping bag.
My girlfriends call it that, too.
Right, OK, yeah, we get it. Your girlfriends are a laugh.
What's wrong with my coat?
Well, it's a norm house.
It's a norm house, for one thing.
And very loud.
It's deafening. And it puts me at unease if we're in a warm room and you're dressed like you're about to have a crack at the Eiger.
I'm dead excited for you both, I must say. A new show.
Well, it's a pilot.
Negative. Why say that?
Because it's true, it is a pilot.
Oh, it's exciting, a pilot. Will they buy the pilot? Will you do the pilot well enough? I love all this.
Yeah, but I mean, the trouble is, in the rehearsal...
Piss off, Lord.
As in...
Can everyone stop talking about the bloody rehearsal?
It's literally the first time it's been mentioned.
Oh, dear, what happened in the rehearsal?
Nothing.
We did a rehearsal this afternoon.
I'm fine now, no problem.
You'll be all right.
It's not easy with the lights, you know.
What happened? Did you freeze?
How can I entertain if my forehead's melting?
He pushed his podium over.
How much longer?
He went puce.
Huh?
He went puce and pushed his podium over.
My forehead had slipped down over my nose.
He kept yelling help.
Podium went. Of course I shouted help. No one was helping.
They weren't sure what you were going to do next. He ate one of the question cards.
I ate one of the question cards. One.
Of course.
Sorry.
Oh, dearie me. Very professional, I don't think.
Megan?
Lord.
Yeah, she's in the audience.
Oh, lovely, watching the magic happen.
He's got them going, all right.
Oh, my goodness me.
This man should be hosting the show.
No, give me that. Give me that, Lord. He's just warming them up. That's different from fronting a quiz show, believe me.
Extra strong men.
I'm QM, Megan, master of the quiz, leader of the house.
All right. Because this guy just said the Lord...
No, they can't take that away from me.
Tim, I can't hear you. It's too funny. The room's in tatters.
Well, I hope he puts it back together before we're due on. His job isn't to make the room unplayable.
It's like Harry Hill meets...
Harry Hill shouldn't be meeting anyone, Megan.
Oh, God. He's going through this old Biddy's handbag. And people are kind of like shouting out things that the old Biddy might have in there.
Well, I don't think Michael McIntyre need worry about his job just yet, then.
We're coming out in a minute, Megan.
Right, well, we'll be ready for you.
Yeah, I'm just having my makeup done, Goose.
Polishing a turd, Goose, that's what.
Oh, sorry. Oh, God, I've been told off for being on the phone. My husband, yeah. Oh, he's pretending to shoot himself in the head because I'm married. Oh.
Oh, that's one of his classics.
OK, tatty bye, Goose.
Utter crap. See you shortly, Goo-Goo. Any idiot can see he's going too hard. There'll be nothing left for us.
He's in huge demand, Andy.
Stop fiddling with Lord's eyebrows. He's done.
He does Loose Women, The Chase. Bradley swears by him.
He just needs to tell the grannies what the format is. Thinks he's Norman Wisdom. He's the floor manager, tell him.
He's just warming him up, bro.
He's wearing him out, bro. We walk on, pin drop silence. Come on, he's done.
Hey.
Let's go.
Hey, don't shake him out of the chair.
But it makes no sense.
She's just tidying up.
I couldn't give a hoot if she's tidying up your meeting too, Lord. Let's go, come on.
I'm just finishing his hair, that's all.
He can pat it down. Pat it down. You know that phrase? Otherwise we end up with him striding out like his Rhett Butler in his pomp and yours truly scuttling out behind him like Wurzel bleeding gummage.
Go back to your place.
No.
Your place. So what's your show then? Quiz show?
It's our passport to the big time, Faye. That's what.
Are these the question cards?
Yeah, the two contestants have to shout out the answer at the same time to get the points.
Simple as that.
They ordered a pilot.
What's it called?
The Jinx.
10 points each. Yeah. Let me see a card.
So you answer on your own, you don't get nothing.
Okay. Who shot JFK?
Inside job. Never happened. Wake up.
Okay, so if those have been the same answer...
Ten points all round.
That's clever.
Well...
Did you come up with it?
Anyone could come up with it.
I came up with it.
Yeah, point proven.
We've got a Swiss scoreboard, Faye.
Good evening. How art thou? My name's Tim Key.
And I'm Tom Basden.
Welcome
to...
The Jinx.
Love it. So you're the question master?
Yeah. Huh?
Well, hang on. Who's question master? You can't both be.
I am. Last time I checked.
When did you last check?
I mean...
It says Tom Basden on the question cards.
Give me those.
Basden should be.
They made you QM, huh?
Just after the rehearsal.
Don't play games with me, Law.
They decided.
Who decided?
Could you hear me out there?
Yeah.
Absolutely crushing it.
Yeah.
So what's happened then? You playing God?
No, I've just been firing up the old barbecue. White hot coals, lads out there. White hot coals. Drop your prawns on.
Have you made this man QM?
Okay then, Mr. Basden, I am taking you out in five. Mm-hmm. Get you mic'd up, say hi to the old Blue Rinse Brigade, and then I will fetch you. How you feeling, mate?
Stunning. Why?
Well, the rehearsal, innit?
That was the lights, the settings on the lights.
Was it the lights? Or because, I mean, you put your fist through the auto cue and you threw your bottle at a cameraman,
and
didn't
I'm
you?
Saying it's a bad rehearsal.
Yeah.
And you know what that means?
It was definitely a bad rehearsal.
Yeah, and you know what that means?
What does it mean?
Well, it follows, doesn't it? Like night follows day. Bad rehearsal.
Bad show.
No. Good show. Every single person in the world knows that.
Give me the cards.
Eh?
Give me the cards.
No. I'm not getting my Osman on.
Give me the cards.
Oh, gun and badge. Just like that.
Just like that.
Tommy Cooper.
Excuse me, this is a scandal. Yeah, this is brilliant. A scandal.
Now then, Faye, my dear, my dearest.
Yes,
dearest
my love.
Faye Bentos, may I have the pleasure of leaping into the hot seat and you give me the quick once over, please? Do your magic.
It would be my pleasure.
Wow. Excuse me.
Sit yourself down.
I will.
What'll it be today, sir?
Ah, that is lovely.
Just a general puffer-oom on scene.
Oh, God, yeah, make me up. Make me up, buttercup.
Why is he in the chair?
You're talking to me.
I'm just saying...
You're talking to me. Remember? Robert De Niro.
Yes, brilliant. I remember De Niro. I'm saying I'm struggling to understand why you are in the chair, that's all.
I'm touching him up.
Chance would be a fine thing.
But he's not on camera, though, Faye.
Well, I don't want to look like a ghost, though, do I?
And I accept that.
I'm barely kissing his cheek with my sponge.
Kiss my cheek, Faye. Kiss my cheek. As a matter of priority, kiss my cheek.
With the sponge. Oh, sorry, that's my...
Should be off.
Sorry. Yes, Goose?
Oh, please tell me he's coming back.
Who's that?
The comedian.
He's not a comedian, Goose.
Well, someone needs to tell my sides that, then, because they are split into a million pieces over here.
I'll be back in 2 minutes, love. Stitch him up as best you can, and I'll see if I can give him another pummeling on my return, all right?
Pummeling, fantastic.
You need to pick a team, that's all.
Tim, come on, just let's... thank you, Andrew. You're doing a great
job. This is my point, Lord. Are you a floor manager, or are you a comedian? Because you can't be both. I mean... Faye does hair.
I also write.
Stays in her lane.
And I was in a little shop of horrors.
But you're a makeup artist at heart, Faye, is my point. You're not after more.
Well, if I had one shot, you know, one opportunity to break through the curtain, you know, shine like a light, I'd bung this lot down the chute, whip off the coat and fall into their arms.
Oh, God bless you, my darling.
Thank you.
OK. Well, you at least, Andrew.
Yeah, well, I suppose what I do is I manage floors. Mm. Sure, that's definitely in my wheelhouse, but I loosen up lungs. Oh.
I mean, look, Andrew, you're wearing a headset. I mean, for goodness sake, what does that tell you? Which lane do you think you're in, bud?
I'm telling you, I know what I am.
Then tell me.
I am a floor manager.
Good, you see?
Who also happens to be hilarious.
Too right.
She knows, and she's been doing it a long time. And when I say doing it, you know what I mean.
Oh, stop it,
Jake! Anyway, thank you, Faye. Thank you, lads. I'll take my newly polished fizzog. I shall go and fan the flames.
Floor manager. That's what. Floor bleeding manager.
You know, Harrison Ford was a carpenter.
Trollocs.
He was.
Thick, greasy trollocs. He was an actor. Played the fellow with the whip.
Right, you're up.
Oh, I am, am I? You sure you don't want to put a bit of mascara on the chap in charge of sound first?
Come on, we're on a schedule. fun.
I feel sick.
Have you been on telly then? Should I know you from...
You should know us. You should know us.
Well,
I've seen stuff. Don't you worry about that, Faye. I've met, not met, but Phil Jupiter's. I'm not completely wet behind the ears.
I worked on Buzzcocks.
Never mind the Buzzcocks, I think you mean.
Right, what have we got here then?
Just do your best with them, Faye.
Easiest assignment of your life, Faye.
I'll turn the salesperson to the pig's ear.
The pig's ear? I love that. That's excellent.
You can have that. Yeah.
Everyone's a comedian. Just bung a bit of mousse in or whatever the phrase is. Breathe a bit of life into the lips.
I am just a little bit nervous about this.
This?
This face. Mm-hmm. So...
What? I have nice skin. Everyone says so.
Mm.
It gets its fair share of talc, believe me.
It's your chins, really.
Chin, I think we mean. Say chin.
No, do you know what?
Say chin.
I'll work something out.
You're making it sound like a diagnosis. You do realise that?
It's funny you should say that, because situations like this...
Situations?
They can feel a bit sort of medical, yeah. I better just cake some of this on, I reckon.
Cake?
Right then.
I'd love to know why you were using little pots and tiny brushes for him and now you're prizing the lid off a huge tub for me.
This is face fudge.
Comes in a bucket.
Right, you're up, big man. They're dying to meet the star of the show.
Ah, right, so they're doing me first, is it?
No, Mr. Basdom, the star of the show.
In case you'd forgotten, Andrew, I'm number one on the call sheet.
Oh, no. Here's the new call sheet.
Huh. This is insanity.
And the new script.
What? What new script? Oh, you're moving the goalposts, man.
Let's have a look. Good evening. How art thou? My name's Tom Basdon.
And I'm Tim Key.
Welcome
to
the Jinx.
This is insane, mate.
It is what it is, mate.
Barely.
Faye, you keep working away on that one. Boy Wonder, you follow me?
So sorry, Faye. That's all your makeup and green juice gone everywhere.
And they want to see you, Faye.
Hey?
They what? Do. They love a bit of Faye.
Oh, they not suffered enough.
Oh, Faye always wanders out in her great coat, says hello.
Yeah, where are you going out, are you, Faye?
It's like a running joke. I just show my face, wave my hair dryer.
I'm sorry, Faye, and this is no offence to you, but why the hell is hair and makeup doing a turn? That's lunacy.
Worried I'll be better than you.
Come on then, Mr. Basdom. The tick is clocking. They're going to love you.
Oh, I hope so.
Give me that Fanta. I should be the bloody QM, Faye.
Oh, well, I mean, I stay out of the politics.
You think so. I can't ask questions? Who's the capital of whatchamacallit? Why did Bilbo Baggins do X, Y, and Z? It's not rocket science. I'd love you to take your coat off, Faye. I really would. It's ear-piercing.
Can I say something?
Oh, God, no. Please, just fudge my face and colour it pink. I don't need you saying things. It's hard enough as it is.
I think the pressure's getting to you, my love.
No.
I think the pressure's getting to you.
No.
Because this is your last chance.
No, don't know what you mean.
And it's sort of a now or never situation.
Never
that we're
heard of it.
With.
Never no. heard of it.
Because, you know, all of these young whippersnappers.
I am a young whippersnapper.
They're fearless, you know, they take risks. And that can get to you, you know. I mean, Joe Lycett.
Pardon me.
Right.
Joe and I are the same generation.
You've smashed a light bulb with your can of Fanta. You're not going to answer the phone?
Nuh-uh.
Could be good news. Might be saying that your friend's doing well out there.
It's never good news, Faye.
Oh.
What?
Oh, dear.
What?
No? No, something's happening. I've never seen this before.
What are you talking about?
It's... I think because you're stressed, as I apply the gunk... Your skin is actually just absorbing it.
Oh, you've opened a second tub.
I just feel I might need to slop a ton of this off.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe just sort of squidge it about and see where we get to.
Bugger me, Faye. My head will be twice its size by the time you've finished with it.
It's understandable. You know, I'd go out of my mind stood up there in the spotlight.
I'm in my mind, thank you, Faye. If everyone had just let me concentrate! Sorry.
That's okay. It can't be easy. Your mate out there killing it. You should have another Fanta. That's how the greats do it.
Who are the greats?
Paul Daniels, Larry.
You have me at Daniels.
Someone call Biddy Baxter, because this guy just blew my mind into the middle of the Blue Peter Garden.
Oh, it went well then.
Did it go well? This guy is stardust. Zowie, they loved him. He was like bloody Lee Evans out there.
Well done,
well, you. Well, no, honestly, best kept secret in light ends, this guy. The tap dance, we were like Fred and Ginger.
Oh, no, just, you know, I winging it a bit, said my name and...
Remember the name of this guy.
Andy nursed me through it.
Poppycock, you didn't need nursing. You were like Mr. Charles Chaplin announcing yourself to the world. Eh?
Yeah.
Like a young Dame Edna.
He was like a lot of people. Huh?
Yeah, no, they're lovely, the Pregenerys.
They were clapping like seals, I must say.
Well, then he's done it wrong, hasn't he? You think Clive Myrie is pulling this kind of crap before Mastermind? No, it would be a quick hello, reference the chair and see you in 10. Am I up?
Faye, do you want to come and say a quick hi?
I mean...
Come on, Miss Winkle, they'd love to see you.
Oh, go on then, wheel the old girl out.
Yes, come on, lose the coat, we're going to the studio, not the bleeding tundra.
Oh, God, no, I'm not going on camera, am I? Don't think I need to strip down to my evening wear just yet.
You have an evening dress on underneath?
Does she?
If you must know, I'm going on a hot date.
Oh, well, that's... I mean, you must. I mean, quite frankly, that's none of my beeswax, Faye.
Alfred Few, picking me up at 7. Sharp.
Man's called Alfred Few, huh?
Met a man on a bus and now he's promised me oysters. Dance in the clubs and we're gonna get roistered. Never met a boy like Alfred Few. Gonna peel off his wig, gonna play with the glue. Candles and tears and the rest you can guess. A dip in the Thames, his home life's a mess.
Wow. Always brings a tear to the eye when you
fantastic.
His home life's a mess. What?
Your life firing on all cylinders then, is it?
Come on then, back for you in 3, Timbo.
Oh, yeah.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
It's not, I'm not, I'm just saying. It's another world, isn't it?
Yes, it is another world. Hair and makeup, getting a Millican on.
Well, she's funny.
Yes, she's funny. She's funny, he's funny, you're funny, everyone's funny.
Spread the funny, brother.
Haven't even been out there yet. Lord Fourth billing my own TV show here. Bleeding hell, this is a disgrace, and no mistake. No, don't. No. I don't want to know. I don't want to know how well she's doing,
I've
Lord.
I've got to pick up, mate.
I just want to stick to radio now. I don't like this. I don't like it here, Lord. I'm scared, baby.
It's my wife. I have to answer it.
She's going
to
say Faye's blitzing it, bro.
We don't know what she's going to say. Goose?
Oh, my God. I love Faye Winkle. She's so...
Why'd you do that? You've dashed my iPhone into the mirror.
Because it ain't fair, Lord. Here's us trying to entertain the troops after years of hard, bleeding work, mind you. Then every man Jack stood up as if it's the most natural thing in the world. And it ain't fair. It ain't fair.
Calm down. Your head's...
What?
It's swollen up.
Pardon me?
It's swollen right up. It's like an onion on a cocktail stick.
Faye has lacquered my head with clay.
Oh, my God. I can't take my eyes off it.
She emptied the tub on me.
I'm amazed you can stand up.
Well, I'm sort of leaning against this, aren't I?
But the weight of you...
They're bleeding the life out of the audience, Lord. That's what...
Pull yourself together, Bunny!
Ooh. Oh, I know.
Do you?
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Go okay?
Did it go okay? It was like Wimbledon Centre Court and Sue Barker came plodding out.
Come on then, young man.
Am I up, am I?
Come on in, the water's hot, hot, hot.
You can turn this around, brother.
The key is to just keep on saying again and again in your head, I mustn't do anything like what I did back there in the rehearsal.
I mustn't do anything. I mustn't do anything.
In your head. In your head.
I mustn't do anything.
In your head.
Mm. Is that the best we can do? Is it? I mean, is he done or is it...
I'm just going to put on some magic dust to set it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about magic dust. You're going to have to put me in the kiln for 20 minutes, I think.
Huh?
He's saying he's got a head of clay.
I look like David Dickinson and the great Donald Trump have done God knows what and I've emerged from the resulting darkness. Andrew?
Yeah, word to the wise. Don't say things like that when you're on the telly.
I'm good. I'm confident. I'm a little boy.
Right then, let me tell you how it's going to go, all right? You're going to pop out there, you're going to say hiya to all the old biddies.
Hello, grannies.
That's it.
You've got a lovely skirt.
Right.
That's it. Keep some juice in the tank. Then I'm going to come back in here. I'm going to scoop up the good-looking boy wonder here. And then roll credits, half hour of TV platinum, and then your friend and mine, we got hit on our hands.
I demand a full series.
Oh, God.
Let's go.
Oh,
moving
God.
Out. Go.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Go
oh, God.
Him. Go get him.
Oh, God.
Oh, dear.
He'll be fine. This isn't an issue.
He didn't look right.
He looked... Yeah, I couldn't really see how he looked with respect to the makeup.
Do you want some Prosecco in your coffee mug?
I would actually, thank you. Oh, well, I've got coffee in it. Oh, you've done it now.
Yeah, sorry. It might be quite nice.
Yeah, I'll give it a go.
The thing is, you're new, aren't you? You two.
Yeah. What do you mean?
As in, how long have you been doing it?
What, 23 years?
Oh.
What's going on out there?
You just want to get going.
It's the waiting around, Faye. The waiting around. I want to get behind my podium, interact with the audience. This is my future, Faye. I'm on the horns of TV, one foot balancing on the wireless, ready to push off, set sail.
So what's the lure of TV?
Well, the glamour, basically, the moolah, the pretty costumes, Davina McCall. You
of
know?
Course, yeah.
In radio, you're just, what are you, the bleep in outer space.
Is it?
Just a bleep.
So this has to go well, then?
Oh, God, yeah, no, it has to, Faye. It's obviously nerve-wracking because, you know, Tim's quite a particular flavour.
Sure.
Audiences, yeah. Like, I mean, they, you know, sort of, you know, love him or hate him.
They're going to love him.
I hope
so.
Or
they're going to hate him.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
It's one of those two, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, hello, Mr. Best Reaction Yet.
Excuse me, I have to go to my place.
How was it?
A lot of old ladies.
Huh?
Your face is grey.
A lot of old ladies.
Oh,
okay.
Gosh.
How did it go?
I'm a little wooden boy, Lord.
Oh, okay.
Did it go well, or...?
Megan didn't call?
No.
She's probably laughing too hard.
You never spoke to Megan?
No.
No.
It went well.
Oh.
It went very well.
Amazing.
Oh, yes,
oh,
mate.
Good.
Then yes. We're good. Yes, Herbie rides again. Let's
he
do it.
He certainly does.
Oh, Megan.
Oh, there were some problems. Hello, Megan.
Are you okay, Tim?
Perfectly good. Cheers. Hey, Goose.
I don't think we're a very good audience, that's all.
They sound wonderful.
What happened?
All good, nothing to see. Have a nice day, then.
Well, the comedian's behind your podium now.
Andy's behind the podium.
Which is a scandal, by the way.
He stayed out, though.
They'll never stand for it.
He can't do that.
They will never stand for it.
Oh, there's a Mexican wave.
Goodbye, then, Goo Goo.
Oh, dear, you've crumpled like a ragdoll, poor thing.
Here, Timmy, take some Fanta. Oh, my goodness, what happened to you? Did you freeze up?
He told me to come back here. He said fetch you, that's all he said.
You're wearing his headset. Why has he put his headset on you?
Oh, I was jelly, Faye. He could have put armbands and a tutu on me.
Oh, my, he's turned you into a floor manager, that's what.
You've switched lanes.
He switched me into a different lane. It was the lights, Faye. They were unforgiving. The knees locked.
And where's all your makeup gone?
Fell away in clumps.
Give him more Fanta, Faye.
I want more Fanta.
And now?
Podium one, the big man.
Andrew?
Living the dream. Podium two, well, there's room for a little one, basically.
I mean,
You're good to go, Monsieur Basmos. You look pretty as a picture.
Bless you,
just
but I
go.
Mean... No, come
go.
On.
Go.
But I mean...
You have to go, my little Basmos.
But without you...
Fly.
Oh, hang on. Megan? Excuse?
Mr. Basden?
Basden, yes.
You coming out or what? There's a podium waiting for you here.
Oh.
He's got my phone, Lord. He's amazing.
We're 90 seconds till 3, 2, 1, action, stardom, let's go.
I'm going to be hosting it at this rate.
Haha, plot twist, I have your wife.
Oh, well, look out, because I have a very particular set of skills.
Love it, Neeson taken.
Neeson, yes it was.
The grannies are roaring here.
Oh.
Get your big rosy arse behind this podium, big man. We're going to be stars, mate.
Oh.
Just go.
I can't go.
You can.
How? How can I? Stood on the shiny floor without my pal on my hip. A lifetime targeting the podiums, and when I arrive, when I finally scale the heights, I look around and my Edmund Hillary isn't there. I'm alone. I can't go. I couldn't do it to your brother.
So, I'll have your podium then.
Huh? What? Huh?
I'll take the podium.
No, but you can't go out.
I feel a little bit better now.
No, what? No, you don't.
Once more into the breach, dear friends.
Your knees will lock again.
We don't know that.
Yeah, they've... Oh, my goodness. You've fallen against the fridge.
A podium empty.
Our big break in bits.
The dream spunked up the wall.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
It's time.
Oh, off with her coat.
I've been wearing that coat for 14 years.
Pardon me?
And I've dreamt of this moment all my life. This is my destiny. Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Would either of you object?
No.
How do I look?
Bloody
just
gorgeous.
Go. Off I go.
Off she goes. Hey. What do we do then? Sneak in at the back? Chow down on some popcorn? See how it's done?
No, we listen. That's what we do, Lord. We listen.
Really?
My first love is radio, Lord. Let's listen.
Ladies and jelly spoons, we're going live in 5.
You can imagine them both, can't you? Behind 4. Our podiums.
I can imagine it perfectly.
You get so much more with just the sound.
Good evening, how art thou? My name's Andrew Moggs.
And I'm Faye Winkle.
Welcome
to
The Jinx!
Tim Key's poetry programme was written and presented by Tim Key, with Tom Basden, Katie Wicks, Lolly Adefope and Stephen Merchant. The producer was James Robinson, and it was a BBC Studios production for Radio 4.
And Tim Key will be back at the same time next week, and you can catch up with all 6 series of his poetry programme right now on BBC Sounds. In the event of Moon Disaster is a new Emmy Award-winning exhibition at the Sainsbury Centre for Visual Arts in Norfolk. It uses artificial intelligence and portrayals of alternative history to ask what is truth. And you can hear more on Front Row at 7:15. And we stay with the Moon's power now.
On BBC Radio 4 Extra.
Oh, Moon, lovely Moon with the beautiful face.
Hello, Moon, can you hear me?
Careering throughout the boundaries of space.
Across the night of the full moon.
I looked up at the sky and saw a huge egg-white moon.
Join me, Dr. Kevin Fong, as I travel through the BBC archive and explore our fascination with the moon.
I'm here trying to get a good look at the full moon.
It's beautiful.
Moon Night begins this Sunday night at 10 and then through the night on Radio 4 Extra and BBC Sounds.
We're off to Ambridge after the news, where one resident tries out a new hobby.